This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right. Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
We're going streaking! Yes!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me, and that's Joe DiMaggio.
Good morning and welcome into Beat the Streak Daily. Inside the hits for Wednesday, the 21st of September. Serious history chased down with humility at Yankee Stadium.
Three infielders on the left side for Judge, and here's the 3-1. Drill deep to left field. There it goes! Number 60! Slide over, babe. You've got some company. Aaron James Judge has tied George Herman Babe Ruth with 60 home runs.
Pretty special stuff. And the humility that I mentioned, it matters to me anyway, folks. Aaron Judge has maintained a public and private grace all year long, as he has this season for the ages. He says that team matters more than person. Hitting overall is more important than just raw power. This is a very likable superstar, folks, in the glare of New York. Good for him for reaching 60. I'm Matt Spiegel, along with Ryan Porth.
Question for you, Spiegs. Which home run chase are you more interested in, Judge or Pujols?
That's a great question. I think Judge. But I don't know. What's amazing about Pujols, as you know, as we've documented here, both of us, his home runs have come in big moments. It's not just that they're big numbers. He's actually playing a role on a playoff team.
But
it's pretty incredible.
The thing with Pujols, though, is that he'll be the fourth ever to get to 700.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no one else in sight for even like 600 or even like 500 outside of Miguel Cabrera, who's already done it. Like, it's going to take a long time for someone to even sniff 700 again.
I think that's probably true. All right, so maybe you've won me over. Maybe it's indeed the Pujols chase. This is Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits. He is Ryan Porth. I'm Matt Spiegel. Aaron Judge, the fifth most selected batter in Beat the Streak yesterday. A streaker named Big Ricky reached 29, thanks to him. Good stuff. We have some serious streaks at the top of the board, man. Bunger played two Dodgers named Turner, and both Trey and Justin came through. Bunger is at 37, just 20 away from $5.6 million, just 8 away from Kiyoshi Lotus 26 and the season high of 45 for $10,000. Wouldn't it be fun to have some late season BTS drama?
Heck yeah. I thought it was over. I thought it was over, what, like a week ago when no one was in the 30s?
I know. But here we are. Bunger's not the only one with a shot at it. Bad Co. 1GR is right behind at 36 after a double down of Freddie Freeman and this White Sox designated hitter.
Bases loaded. Nobody out. Center field. It's no longer a one-run game. We are tied. Two pitches to a run against Sandlin.
That's 50 driven in for Eloy.
the Sox would lose in torturous fashion, fitting a torturous season. But that's not the focus right now, Spiegel. Badco 1GR is at 36, thanks to Eloy Jimenez. With 15 more days of baseball's regular season, 30 is the max that could be added on to an active streak. You got to be at 27 or higher to still have a chance to hit 57 and win $5.6 million. There are eight of you. Eight people at 27 or higher. Alive. You must be at 16 or higher to have a chance to catch Kyoshi Lotus. There are many more of you alive in that race. By the way, that Yankee game last night ended in insane fashion with John Sterling, thankfully, on the call.
Swung on, drilled to deep left. That ball is going to be gone. A grand slam to win the game. A no one out, bases loaded, grand slam, bottom of the ninth. And the Yankees have come back in the ninth inning with five runs to win the game 9-8. Stanton finally delivered a bullet line drive in the left field seats. Giancarlo Nonci Postobarlo. A Stantonian home run.
All right, Stantonian I get, but the other one, I don't know. It's Italian. Ryan, do you speak Italian? We need people.
No, I don't, right. Unfortunately.
All right, somebody help us out with that one.
I expected him in the middle of that. Susan! Oh, my God!
Oh, John Sterling, never retire, please. Me and the Porthinator, we're still picking, sometimes hitting. Sorry about the Austin Riley selection yesterday, but Patrick Corbin left the game with back spasms after recording just two outs. He wasn't in there long enough to lose his 19th game, and Riley went 0-4.
All I'm hearing are excuses.
Whatever, dude. My other pick was Ketel Marte. And Dodgers lefty Tyler Anderson, who Marte owns. Tyler Anderson walked Ketel Marte in that game. Chicken! Challenge him! Well, reliever Phil Bickford did challenge Marte a little bit later on.
Sends one out to center. Bellinger backing up, still backing up to the wall! And it's gone! Ketel Marte sends one out of here. That's the Diamondbacks' first hit since the second inning, and it's 4-2.
All right, so I'm dead, my streak, right now. But next year, man, I've got it for next year.
But you know what? The one thing that we both have time left to do is to set our season high.
Oh, that's so sad.
We are invaluable.
Something like that. Our picks for today are coming up in just a bit. But first, nobody watches closer than us in our circle, right? I mean, of all the people we know in and out of the business, Ryan, you and I are more on top of baseball on a daily basis than anybody. So let's talk full season awards as we are this week. Rookie of the Year. Rookie of the Year in both leagues. Let's talk about it, okay? For me, Rookie of the Year, the most impressive first-year player or pitcher, obviously. To me, I like the one that seems like a veteran in terms of skills, production, composure. He has to have played enough to affect his team's season, and being a part of a winning or improving team does play a role for me, subjectively. Fun fact, which franchise has the most Rookies of the Year historically? The Dodgers with 18. 18! Yankees have the most in the American League with 9. But 18 for the Dodgers. Rookie of the Year and MVP in the same season. Ryan Porth, who's done that twice?
Good question.
Ichiro Suzuki and Fred Lynn. Rookie of the Year and Cy Young. It's happened once in the same season. Fernando Valenzuela. The mania, baby. It was outrageous. All right, let's take a look at rookies of the year. In the American League, Stephen Kwan leads all rookies in hits, leadoff hitter for a playoff team. Bobby Witt Jr., one of only 13 rookies with a 20 home run and 20 stolen base season. Great defender, a star for years to come. Adley Rutschman, a very special hitter. Patient, respected at an early age. Great makeup and catching skills. Pitchers love him. He's a cornerstone. but it's got to be Julio Rodriguez, doesn't it, Ryan? A five-tool marvel who checks all the boxes in terms of makeup as well. Everything you want in a young player, and the production's been off the charts. One of those 13-20-20 rookies I mentioned for a very good team in Seattle.
Yes, and he's the third rookie in MLB history with 25 home runs and 25 stolen bases in a season. The other two are Mike Trout in 2012 and Chris Young in 2007. So wow. Either Julio's going to be a Hall of Famer or he's going to end up on TV here in a few years. I'm going to lean the former there. If Rutschman was up at the start of the year like Julio, I think this would be more neck and neck. But Julio had more lead time, and his team is going to the playoffs, and he's just been an absolute stud, a complete spark plug at the top of the Mariners lineup. It's a landslide for Julio.
Yeah, I think so. And stealing the show at the Home Run Derby didn't hurt him either in that regard.
Even though that shouldn't count.
I know.
It goes with the narrative.
It goes with the narrative. And we got narrative voters out there, that's for sure. In the National League, O'Neill Cruz, the tools are outrageous, but the service time delay or the makeup delay, whatever it was, he's just a bystander in this race because of it. Seiya Suzuki, I thought he was a lock in month number one, but then a long slump. A really strong last 6 weeks or so. I'm looking forward to seeing him next year. I'll let you talk about Spencer Strider, who has been a revelation on a Braves staff that really needed one. But my choice is going to be Michael Harris II, a poster child for the increasingly common jump from double A. And he has done nothing but excel in all phases. He got here in late May, but he still leads all National League rookies in hits, home runs, RBIs, runs scored, and stolen bases. You kidding me? Plus an absolutely brilliant defensive center fielder. Come on. Love Michael Harris II. He would be my pick for rookie of the year.
I like Harris II as well. I would benefit financially a little bit more on Harris II than I would Strider. However, Strider, he's the fastest pitcher to reach 200 plus strikeouts in a season with doing so in 130 innings pitched. That's the fastest in MLB history, surpassing Randy Johnson. He's made up for the fact that, you know, Ian Anderson, who was great for the Braves in the playoffs last year, he took a major step back this season. Charlie Morton has not been as good this year. So Strider has been a big reason why the Braves have surged since early summer. Now, one thing that is not in Strider's favor here, he doesn't work deep into games. I didn't realize this until yesterday when I was looking into it. He's only had one start beyond six innings this year, which was the 16-strikeout masterpiece in eight shutout innings against Colorado back on September 1. And the Braves are skipping his next start due to some oblique soreness. So if that results in a clunker before the playoffs, maybe that will leave a bad taste in voters' mouths. But I do think, as of today, that voters are going to side with Strider over Harris, because if you take both out of the equation, I think the impact is deeper in the rotation for the Braves without Strider compared to the lineup for the Braves without Harris.
Love it. There is the pick from Porth on the rookie of the year.
One more nugget. Can you guess the last time that two teammates finished 1-2 in the rookie of the year voting?
Oh, that's a great question. No. When was it?
2011, Craig Kimbrell and Freddie Freeman for the Braves.
Wow, there you go. Good stuff. Both those guys alive and probably headed towards Hall of Fame careers. I know you're thinking Kimbrell, but trust me, look at the numbers from early. We'll see. Maybe not. Anyway, our picks are coming up in a moment. Tomorrow we do Cy Young and then MVP on Friday. Keep it here on Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
A glorious full slate of games for a September Wednesday. Enjoy these action-packed scoreboards while we still have them, folks. Couple stayaways from you. Robbie Ray and the Mariners against the Oakland A's. Oh, wait, you probably always stay away from the A's. Mm-hmm. Astros, yeah, uh-huh. Astros and Rays in Tampa. I'd stay away from the Rays because Lance McCullers Jr. continues his mission to impress Dusty Baker and earn a playoff start.
You stay away. I stay away.
Ryan, what you got for the fourth pick today?
Before I get to the fourth pick, you can call them the Oakland Stayaways. And speaking of the A's, James Caprillion on the mound for Matt Spiegel's Oakland A's tonight facing the Seattle Mariners. The Mariners have seen a lot of Caprillion this season, and one Mariner that has had his number this year is Julio Rodriguez. He is 6-for-12 against Caprillion this season, including two triples and a home run, which, as a rookie, that's impressive.
Yeah, it is. All right, so there we go. J-Rod, time now for my Daily Double-A. Analytically, even as the Twins' season crumbles around him, Carlos Correa is showing how comfortable and productive he can be. This is really anecdotally, now that I say it out loud. Don't care. 8 hits in his last 3 games for Correa. The Twins have gone 6-13 in the month of September, but Correa has hit 377. Royals lefty Daniel Lynch on the mound tonight. Correa 8-for-18 against him in his career for a 444 batting average. Book him. And another anecdotal. A day after a brutal loss that basically ended their season, Jose Abreu is the player on the White Sox who I expect to still play like he gives a crap, because he always does. A huge hit to tie the game off the great closer Emmanuel Clase last night. I know Tristan McKenzie, Dr. Sticks, has been filthy against the White Sox and pretty much everybody, but Abreu is going to reach base a couple times tonight, as the professional he has always been. Please subscribe now to Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits for the last dying gasps of this baseball season. And wherever you get your podcasts is where you'll find us as we play Beat the Streak every day of the season for a chance to win $5.6 million. Not us, but somebody else could. Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Here's hoping that all of your guys, and especially ours, Julio Rodriguez, Jose Abreu, and Carlos Correa, hit them where they ain't.
Woo!